listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist NEPR's Week in Review. And joining us today, Shaheen Pasha, UMass Senior Journalism Lecturer and a columnist with the Daily Hampshire Gazette, and Dave Eisenstatter, editor of the Valley Advocate. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
This week, Springfield Democratic Congressman Richard Neal lashed out at criticism about his fundraising habits. Williamsburg resident and former Salon.com editor David Daly penned an opinion piece in the Boston Globe. He slammed Neal for holding lavish fundraisers around the country with lobbyists who have business in front of his committee instead of hanging out in Western Mass. Neal did not take kindly to this.
I think that, frankly, this was a cheap shot. And I also think, does it come from a would-be candidate?
So, is Daly a would-be candidate?
A number of people have approached me and asked if I'd be interested in running, and I'm strongly considering it.
We'll get to the election question in a moment, but Shaheen, there's some fireworks here. What do you think?
I think there's definitely fireworks, I think. After the last election, Congressman Neal has kind of realized that there is competition out there. I think he'd been an incumbent for a very long time, and I think the last election showed him that there are other people, fresh voices, that are willing to step up and that he's actually going to be put in the hot seat.
And is the seat getting a little hotter now with all of this going on?
I absolutely think it is, because his campaign finance and financial issues was a major part of the previous election, and it was something that was brought up many times. And I think there is some level of some undercurrent of anger about, the Trump taxes and, his role in whether he's looking at the district, has higher ambitions. So I think the seat is definitely getting hotter.
And Dave, Political Massachusetts reported this week that there was some telephone polling taking place to perhaps measure the viability of Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse as a candidate against Neal. Would Morse or Daly be able to give Neal a run for his money, Dave?
It's so difficult to say with that. I mean, you saw a really excellent candidate, Tahira Amatul Wadud, run a really good campaign and come up very far short of Neal. Neal is very entrenched. He has his Springfield base of support. But to have an answer like that to some legitimate concerns about his fundraising, where he just pivots to say, that's a cheap shot. I'm not going to actually address that concern whatsoever. And I'm going to basically just question the motives of the person who said it, rather than actually address what are his own issues with fundraising. I think that someone like that, I think there are probably a number of challenges brewing, whether it's from Mayor Morse, whether it's from David Daly, or whether it's someone we haven't even heard of yet.
Also this week, health officials in Massachusetts released data on the effects of the opioid epidemic. While overdose deaths were down 4% over the last 2 years statewide, there was a spike at the beginning of 2019, and the news was especially troubling in Springfield, where opioid deaths doubled last year compared to the previous three. Dave, what do you make of this trend in Springfield?
Yeah, well, I guess I'd hesitate to call it necessarily a trend based on 1 year alone, but I would say it's very, very concerning. A lot of this is based on the deadly fentanyl, which is sometimes laced with heroin. And I think you see places like other parts of the state where there are programs like Hampshire Hope. Some of that support is working. And I think that what Springfield needs to treat this as, whether it's a trend or not, is just to really double down on local efforts here to combat drug and opioid deaths, and really just put some real resources behind that.
Shaheen, state lawmakers have taken some action, but as Dave mentions, could there be more done at the local level, and perhaps what?
I think absolutely more can be done at the local level. What we've seen on a statewide level is the opioid crisis really being tackled more suburban and kind of rural areas, and the urban areas have been affected significantly, and there is levels of, poverty, racial disparity that has come into that. So I think that we absolutely need to see more resources being put towards Western Mass, being put towards Springfield, and being put actually within the mass incarceration system as well, because we're seeing people incarcerated for such, for drugs and opioids, but we're not seeing the types of treatment that they need being put into that.
Recently, there's been more instances of school shootings and violence, and stories about some students who have taken it upon themselves to try to defend classmates and themselves. Shaheen, you wrote about this and the message it sends to kids. Can you explain?
This was a very personal piece for me. I have three children myself, and just listening to them basically talk about school shootings as an inevitability, like when it's going to happen as opposed to if it's going to happen, I think really hurts me as a mother. So I wrote about this piece called The Lies We Tell Our Children, because I feel as parents, we tell our children we're going to protect them, and yet we're not the ones at the forefront trying to fight for them. They're the ones now coming forward. They're the ones stepping in the line of shooters. They're the ones going to Congress and saying, you know, please fight for the environment, while we're sitting here wringing our hands as parents. And I think for me as a mother, this was a very personal piece.
Dave, you're the father of a young child. Does this weigh upon you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there was more in there than just the school shooting piece in your really great column. I mean, climate change as well. But, on the school shooting front, yes. I mean, it just does feel like there's this powerlessness as a parent, and I do hope that that as these heroes step forward and as these kids are marching, that there are people who are in leadership positions who really will listen.
We wrap up this week with college graduations. There's a lot of them taking place across the Pioneer Valley this weekend, one at Hampshire College, perhaps before some big changes happen at that cash-strapped institution. And Dave, I'll start with you. What advice would you have for someone who is about to graduate this weekend or maybe already has this spring?
I think a real focus on ethics. I think really I wish our schools and our colleges in particular really focused on ethics, particularly for fields such as in leadership, business, politics, computer science. I just think that people are going to have some really important decisions ahead of them, and the easy way might not always be the right way. And just to really keep that in mind as they go forward in their lives and their careers.
Shane?
I think for me, the big thing, advice I would give is find a mentor. I think that our students, especially our students of color, as they're going out into the workplace, we need to find people that are older, more experienced, that can actually help guide them through the changes and help, and that they can learn from, and that they can also teach along the way too.
All right, Shaheen Pasha of UMass and the Daily Hampshire Gazette and Dave Eisenstatter of the Valley Advocate, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, our loyal listeners of the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And remember, you can catch us at any time wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast hub. Also, listen to Beacon Hill and Five, our weekly check-in at the Massachusetts State House. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.